I was talked to Suzuki Trading on Eva Fuller, EVA, Fuller, FULLER. Date of constitution is 9/22/23. Date of birth is 3/11/50. Please make copy for Dr. I'm sorry, please make a copy for Christina Fernandez, FERNANDES, Fernandez, ARNP. Next paragraph. Dear Christina, thank you for sending Eva Fuller for pulmonary evaluation. Next, here's President Ellis. This is a 73-year-old lady who has been experiencing shortness of breath. And wheezing and chest tightness has also been fatigued since over 6 months. The patient denies any history for smoking and was sent for a chest x-ray on 6/12/23, which showed no active pulmonary disease. Period. The patient denies any cough or chest pains, but states she has been treated for CHF. Next paragraph. Past history includes history for back surgery, including thoracic and lumbar disc fusion. She also had a hysterectomy remotely. She has history. I'm sorry. She has hyperlipidemia and has a history of anxiety. And denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient has no history of smoking. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Presently retired. Next paragraph. Allergies to biaxin. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother also had history of CHF. Next paragraph. Med list included rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, ropinirole 2 milligrams daily, topiramate 100 milligrams BID, olanzapine 15 milligrams daily, metrazapine 30 milligrams daily, and lamotrigine 100 milligrams daily. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient does have a history of restless leg syndrome and is on therapy. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no double vision, cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has shortness of breath and denies wheezing or chest congestion. She has heartburn and no abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has hay fever and occasional episodes of chest pain, but no palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety and bleeding gums, denies joint pains or muscle aches. She has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white females, alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, cyanosis, but has mild edema. Blood pressure is 138 by 80, pulse 105, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 125, saturation 98. HENT norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the periphery. There are occasional crackles at the lung bases with scattered wheezing. Heart, the heart seems a regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Mild varicosities. Human sign is negative. Neurologically, reflexes in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Number 2. Restless leg syndrome. Number 3. Chronic back pain. And number 4 is a history of CHF. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest with contrast and a complete pulmonary function study and a 2D echocardiogram. She also use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. She will continue with her present meds, including ropinirole, 2 milligrams daily, omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily, sumatriptan, 100 milligrams for headaches, and topiramate, 50 milligrams BID, duloxetine, 60 milligrams HS, duloxetine, 60 milligrams BID, and Seroquel, 100 milligrams HS. The copy of her recent labs, including CBC, CMP, will be requested, and IgE level was ordered. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Cristina Fernandez. Fernandez, F-E-R-N-E-N-D-E-S. Fernandez, Cristina, A-R-N-P. Please add in the final diagnosis of restless leg syndrome. And number four is chronic headaches. Thank you. Thank you for this consultation.